Living without horses. I believe in the gift of the horse, which is magic. Maxine Kumin. Living without horses is like breathing into the lungs, but never further, never deep into the great cavity below, where horses of emerald and blue fill the void with their squeals, their thudding feet, their waltzes into deep space. To live without horses is to slow down on the sunset highway at a glimpse of chestnut rump or a pair of pricked ears above a bay face with a kind eye that gazes toward the forests draped like shawls over the coast range where blue jays and woodpeckers ring out false alarms. And to breathe in the sweat and dust of the police horse found unexpectedly tethered to your parking meter after lunch. Then, at night, to rewind the videotape over and over as the Budweiser commercial sends you flying with the royal herd, manes and tails like curtains of water, nostrils more finely flared than the shelled human ear, their elephantine feet pounding the doors of a shuddering underworld in the slowest waltz you've ever heard, until, suddenly, you're hearing it in your abdomen, and it spills over into arteries and bones, pulsing through all your crevices like blood from the heart's pump. To live without horses is to carry them with you always. The one who lifted you over the tiger trap, the one who kicked you when you deserved it, and the dappled gray one who lay down under you and died as you ran away, unable to stay with him on that path beside the golf course, breathing in what you would search and search for in the years to come.